Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's right.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas. We're watching the Rockies and A's, unfortunately.
Well, there's really nothing else to watch.
Well, I turned it on the Yankees and Pirates, but yeah. You're right. It's 7-1, and it's in the eighth. It's like, yeah. Who cares? So we were talking about this off the air. Mm-hmm. If you were to rack your brain, your little tiny little pea brain over there, of the one sports franchise that needs a makeover,
yeah.
Who would you choose? Because I would like to nominate the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, you were talking about that, and I, because I was kind of lamenting that the Rockies just have crappy ownership, and it's such a good sports city, and they're just, and it's a good ballpark. They're just wasting away. There's no juice there. And you're right. The black and purple, it's very 1990s.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. There's nothing about that city.
What is Colorado Rockies?
You could do a total refresh.
They should go
and
here,
embrace
it.
It.
I have it. They should go Broncos colors.
And then, that's the Mets. Mets are blue and orange, and they got the pinstripes.
Well, that's okay. The Mets are less orange, more blue.
Yes. They use touches of orange.
Lean into the orange.
Yeah.
Go, because, you know,
well,
it's
even
just
the
weird.
Nuggets put out an orange uniform recently.
I know. This is what I'm, like, the, so all the Pittsburgh teams are all black and yellow, right?
Yes. I love when cities do that.
Yeah. I think Colorado should do that with the Rockies. Because it just doesn't work.
No.
What they have going on.
Well, I felt that way about a lot of the teams that came in the 90s, like the Charlotte Hornets, the Rockies, the Marlins. Like, that was, it all, we've all seen either the car or the house. You walk into a house and at one point you know it was nice and you look at it now and you're like, oh my God, just this looks bad. And you need to kind of go through and put some new paint on it and just do a refresher course.
Like when you think of just the crappy franchises like the A's,
yeah,
they still have a good look. Like,
yes.
I just feel like the A's, they shouldn't mess mess with that, right?
No.
Baseball, for having been around so long, its brands, and I know the Rocky, you know, obviously expansion team, whatever.
Sure.
But I don't know. I just feel like the brands, of all the brands in baseball, they're really the only one. Maybe the Marlins, although it's fine what they have going on.
The Marlins, though, unfortunately, they got to pick a lane and stay with it because they've changed their crap so many times.
Yeah, they have.
And the Rays went away from the Devil Rays, and now they're just the Rays.
That's a bad one, too.
So the Rockies.
I think the Rockies is the worst brand in baseball.
You're not wrong. I'm racking my brain. Well, though, I mean, now you're going to get into the Guardians, which I think is garbage. The Cleveland Spiders was waiting right there for him.
But it's not
going
bad.
Anywhere. They're the Guardians, and it's like the Commanders. They just butchered it. You had a chance, and you absolutely butchered it.
So it's the Rays, the Rockies, maybe. I mean, the White Sox is pretty bad, but it kind of is fine for.
See, I
Chicago.
Find the White Sox, again, to be very gangster rap 1990. Like, that was really popular.
But it fits. They're still on the South Side, right?
Yeah.
Right?
It is. Trust me. My daughter went there. You don't. That is a place that you are not you don't go at night. Like, if you go to a game, you get on the train, you get the hell out of there. I think you're onto something. I think the Rockies need
it's the worst.
The Rockies need a teardown.
And I like the name. Yeah. The Rockies is a good name.
Padres underwent a change recently, looked great.
Yep.
I think the Diamondbacks do a pretty decent job.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's fine. I don't.
It's the Rays of the Rockies.
It's the Rays of the Rockies, and the Rays. I don't know. They're just a bad. That whole thing is screwed.
And then
up.
You look at the NBA, and I just feel like it's littered with bad.
Oh, dude, that's a whole other
bad brands.
Yeah, there's just.
But baseball, we. I don't know. It matters more. I just think the Rockies should go blue and orange, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You know what? I will embrace.
Thank you.
I will embrace it.
They should put me in charge.
I will tell you this: a good baseball lid or a good baseball rebrand. I know lots of times I'll be at a bar and I'll be like, some guy be wearing a Cardinals hat. And I'll be like, dude, you're a Cardinals guy? And they're like, nah, I just like the lid. Right, baseball, the baseball hat is.
Can I veto that?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You don't like it?
I don't like it. I think you need to be a fan if you're going to wear it. In baseball.
In baseball.
In baseball. Baseball hats are sacred.
Yeah.
And if I see you in a Cardinals hat, particularly the Cardinals, I mean, that's a storied franchise.
Storied franchise.
You better be a fan. You can't just wear the Cardinals hat.
I know people.
Have some respect.
I know people that just go, and it threw me off because he's a bar regular, and you know what he normally wears? He wears a Dodger lid. And it threw me because I saw him in the Cardinals thing, and I was like.
And he's
like,
not a Dodgers fan?
No, he's a Dodgers fan. And I was kind of like, when I saw him in the Cardinals hat, I was like, Cardinals? And he goes, I like baseball hats, and I like the lid.
Dude,
and I was like, it was a good-looking lid.
There are rules with baseball hats. Mm. I don't think there are rules with NFL hats because they don't have any good hats.
No.
The baseball hats are a sacred thing.
Yeah.
And they, I don't know, they're just, when you see one, you just assume that that person is, like when you're on the West Coast and you see a hat from another city out east or in the Midwest, you just assume that person's from there.
Yeah. I will say, because I wear you got me a Royals World Series hat, the one where they didn't beat the Mets.
Yes.
Sons of bitches. And,
wait, you mean the one where they lost to the Giants?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have that, and it says it has a little World Series logo on it. Although that's falling off, and it kind of makes me sad. Mm. Whenever I wear that out and about, almost every time I wear that thing, someone that comes up to me and is excited, thinking that I'm from Kansas City.
Exactly.
And I always have to let them down, but I'm like, my partner, and I'm like, not my husband, my work husband. I said, he's a Kansas City guy, and that's why I support. And even
I'm gay.
You know, the first question they always ask me, because they're so excited, where?
Where?
And then I tell them, Salina, and they're like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah.
You're right. I thought about that, but you're right.
That's what baseball hats do.
The baseball hat has a pride to it.
I don't know that other sports hats have that.
Yeah.
Maybe in basketball, it's more the jersey.
Yeah.
At least the NBA.
Who wears an NBA hat? Ugh.
Yeah, not many. I mean, you see Lakers hats.
Yeah.
But. And Blazers. I mean, you see a lot of Blazers hats around here.
Yeah. Look, the NBA gear.
Baseball is different.
Baseball is different. I'm with you.
And the NFL just doesn't. Boy, I tell you what. If the NFL wants to make even more money, because, you know, they probably do pretty well.
I think they made like $12 billion last year.
If there is a hole in the NFL's game, it is their merch.
Yeah.
And if they ever figured out good hat branding for each team and really promoted it, dude.
The hat brand is tough.
They would make billions. Again, they should just contact me.
Yeah.
And I can help them. I can help the poor NFL.
Well, they just need to, every team just needs its own, like Major League Baseball has two or three hats for each team.
Yes.
You need to just do that and just make it the 5950, the new era.
They need the baseball hat.
You know,
that's
the baseball
right.
hat. Like
exactly.
This style, it's the 5950, the new era.
And stick, make it cool.
And
each one of them cool and stick with it.
Yes.
That's all you have to do.
Problem solved.
God.
Talk to us.
Such ideas.
And the Titans, dude, go back to being the Oilers. Let me just, a team that needs a rebrand, I'm looking right at you because the Tennessee Titans is stupid. The Houston Oilers, which you took the name from and you own, and when you do the throwbacks, we all lose our S, and it's the best look in football. Just be the Tennessee Oilers. I'll tell you what, there's no Jazz in Utah. It works. There's no Titans in Tennessee. Be the Oilers. Go back to the old Warren Moon uniforms, and instantly you become one of the most popular branded teams in the NFL. There, I solved that problem too.
I'm looking to see if, they're not on there. Okay, so the tease next is we have possibly an NFL team coming to Portland.
the Tulatin, whatever?
That's right.
I will never forget when some dumbass wrote a column about the NFL wanting to come, or I guess we wanting an NFL team.
It was the Tualatin mayor.
Yeah, he called the Tualatin mayor and said, hey, would you be interested in an NFL team? And the Tualatin mayor was like, yeah. And so he wrote an article about the NFL possibly coming to Tualatin. Unbelievable journalism.
I got two emails today. Two. And both have odds that include, they're sports emails, and they have odds that include Portland.
Why not?
So what is more likely? Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to find out.
Okay.
One of them is the NFL coming here.
Can't wait.
You're going to find out next. But first, Will with SportsCenter.